This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James.
Thursday, and, you know, what are you going to get, Mom? I mean, you may already have something picked out and maybe a card or two, but today we'd like to suggest something that will really make her happy. Today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about praying for Mom, right, James?
That's right.
Let's talk about some of the ways we can pray for Mom.
Okay, well, there are so many, but here's just one to start. Set an alarm on your mobile phone, a reminder to go off every day, pray for Mom. Then tell her, add it to your Mother's Day card, I'm going to be praying for you every evening at 7 o'clock or, you know, whatever works best for you. And just think about that. Think about how much that will mean to her to know that, to know her daughter, her son, is praying for her every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. So how about another?
Okay. Well, how about what's on your mom's mind more than anything else? You know, what is it that she worries about or that she would really like to see happen? You know, what's going on with her? Really think about that.
You mean
what is it that she would really want?
You mean like grandchildren? LOL.
Now, right, this one could be a little tricky, but just work with me. So, let's start with what really weighs on Mom's heart. Is there a problem she's facing, a health challenge or financial needs or a situation at work? Whatever it is, make a note of her. Make a note of it and tell her that you're going to pray for her about that every day. You could also set an alarm on your phone for that if you like. But, you know, whatever it is, if it's a need, pray for it. If it's something that she really would love to see happen, you know, and it's maybe something that doesn't require perhaps as much planning as grandchildren, or, you know, but if she wants grandchildren, I mean, pray about that as well, you know. I mean, who knows what God will do.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And really, if you wanted to surprise her, I suppose you could pray with her about that or anything else, really.
Absolutely. And of course, for all of this conversation, you know, so far we've been assuming that Mom's a believer and she's genuinely open to prayer. But if she isn't, then there's another great gift to give her this Mother's Day. Pray that she will be. You know, you don't have to tell her about that, but pray for God's love to move in her heart and draw her near. A great scripture passage to pray about that is Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which God has called you. That's a great prayer to pray for a mom who doesn't believe yet, that her eyes will be open to see Jesus.
Wow, absolutely. These are great ways to pray, really not for only for your own mom, but for other moms as well. So as I was saying when we started, moms are up against so much today, and really they need to know they are in our prayers.
Absolutely. And this is something churches can do. For example, ask moms to make a list of what their greatest prayer needs are for Mother's Day, you know, and then follow up with that and lift them up. You know, you can have them put their names down confidentially if you want to make it easier for them. Or just ask Mom to make you a list of the things that she would really like you to pray for. But again, you always have to be careful with that one, because do you know what a your mama prayer is?
A your mama prayer?
That's right. There might be that prayer that Mama prays when you come home from college, and she just wants you to know that she is really praying about some of the things going on in your life. So, you know, let's say you're sitting down at the table and she says, "Dear Lord, thank you for this food. And please help Johnny to stay away from that girl who is nothing but trouble."
Yeah, I see what you mean. You know, seriously, you know, why not ask her for a list of things to pray for? I mean, that really is a great gift idea.
It is cool. And even if Mom isn't a believer, prayer is a great way to move in the right direction as far as matters of faith. I mean, especially if you start praying about something and she sees it happen. I mean, people are often very open to being prayed for, even when they don't want to talk about what you believe, but keep loving them through your prayers, and you never know where God will take that.
Oh, that's so true. And knowing that your own child is praying for you, I mean, wow, that's a powerful thing.
Yeah, it really can be, Robbie, but always remember to just keep it humble. I mean, be very humble and gentle, not, you know, I'm going to pray for you right now, Mom, kind of like, you know,
Dudley Do
right there to save the day. That's why I said earlier, you know, if Mom's not a believer, you don't have to let her know, you know, oh, I'm praying for you to become a believer, you know, just quietly pray for her. But remember, no one has the goods on you like Mom does. I mean, so just let your light shine, you know, be humble, let God love her through you, and it will always be a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks. I know a lot of our listeners, you know, have praying moms, and you did too. And I did too. And it's a really great way to give back, right? I'm glad we're really having this conversation today.
Yeah, me too, because our prayers really do make a difference. And if you had a praying mom, you know that. I can think of so many times my mom was praying for me or my brothers or my sister, and I got a front row seat to see God do some really awesome things. And we will never know this side of heaven how much our prayers matter, but every once in a while, God gives us a glimpse.
Oh, and I do love it when that happens.
Yeah, and that brings something else to mind when it comes to praying for Mom. Just being thankful. Here's an idea. If you want to do something cool for Mom, sit down and write 10 things or 25 things or 50 things you're thankful for about her, because just being thankful is also a form of prayer. Do that and let Mom know, you know, you really thank God for her.
So usually see the parents blessing their children, but really it's a great thing when a child, you know, blesses their folks.
Yeah. And that's something cool that a family can do. Think about this one. If you're sitting around the table and about to give thanks on Mother's Day, try having everyone, when you're praying, just say a couple of words about what they're thankful for about Mom.
Yeah, I think that would really make Mom's day for sure.
Me too. And one other thing to keep in mind is that this is something you can not only do it Mother's Day, but any other time of the year as well. So, Robbie, would you wrap things up today by just asking God to bless our moms and to help us pray for them?
Absolutely. Father, thank you. Thank you for our moms. Like, without them, you know, where would we be? And I pray that you would give us insight in special ways that we can touch them through prayer, because our connection with you is the most important thing that we have, and that we could share that with our mothers in unique ways that they would feel, you know, our love through you. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.